Gospel Acclamation. Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart, and you will harvest through perseverance. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments, in fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill for the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the little world, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might have wish to go from one side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to his place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, through this parable, is telling us, if you are changing now, we are not listening to the word of God and follow the will of God, you can't expect on our last day we can be changed. Change is every moment, or the present moment is a moment of changing ourselves. At times we expect tomorrow I could be better. But Jesus said no. If you don't listen to the word of God, it's not easy for us to change. God has given us sufficient grace to change ourselves. We have to have this spirit of humility. Ask this special grace, ask Jesus to give us the grace to be humble. Ask a grace to fulfill His will at every present moment or at this moment. Tell Jesus, I want to do these things better than yesterday. What is impossible for man is possible for God. God is listening. Jesus is by our side. So tell ourselves, with the help of God, we can change ourselves moment by moment and trust ourselves to the blessing of the Lord. And every time start again to the glory of God.